with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As Israel and Iran continue trading blows, President Trump has returned to the White House to keep an eye on the situation. He came home a day early from the G7 summit in Canada. Mr. Trump says a ceasefire no longer good enough. He's looking for
an end, a real end, not a ceasefire, an end.
So something that will be permanent.
Yeah, giving up entirely. That's okay, too.
People seem to be heeding the president's warning to evacuate Tehran. Traffic out of the city is gridlocked. Israel, meanwhile, reports liquidating more senior Iranian military officials as Iranian missiles target central Israel. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer have announced a breakthrough on trade.
At the G7 summit in Canada, the two leaders said they had signed a trade deal that will slash tariffs on UK auto and aerospace industry imports. The president called it a fair deal for both that will allow for greater access to the British market for U.S. products, including beef and ethanol. Starmer said it was a very good day. Despite the announcement, the two countries still are discussing how to handle steel production and pharmaceuticals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Parts of West Virginia's northern panhandle are reeling from devastating flash flooding.
You could have large areas where there's some rain, but then in one concentrated area, it's a torrential downpour, and you're seeing massive quantities of water dumped. It's just Mother Nature at its worst.
It's Governor Patrick Morrissey. The death toll is 6, with 2 people still unaccounted for. And forecasters say that more heavy rains could be on the way later in the week. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 206 points. NASDAQ futures off 112. This is SRN News. Your pastor might have another job.
According to numbers from the National Survey of Religious Leaders, 35% of all clergy in the U.S. are bivocational, meaning they hold down a second job to make ends meet. Amongst evangelical Protestants, nearly half of all pastors have a second job, compared to just 14% of Catholic and 11% of mainline Protestant clergy. Overall, the percentage of preachers who are bivocational is going up over time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue more opinions this week in critical cases. One of the rulings will decide the legality of a Tennessee law that bars sex change operations on children. If that measure is struck down, it could mean the end of similar statutes in several other states. The High Court will also decide a case in Maryland where parents want to be able to pull their youngsters out of classes that promote the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. President Trump and Senate Republicans are facing a crucial week in their push to enact the mammoth bill containing their domestic agenda.
GOP leaders are hoping to unveil text this week that contains some of the thorniest issues they've been trying to work out. And the coming days could prove critical for winning over holdouts whose support will be necessary to pass the legislation. The crunch comes amid increasing skepticism that the conference will meet its ambitious July 4th deadline. The most anticipated item could arrive later Monday, when the Senate Finance Committee is aiming to release its portion of the chamber's text, which includes key sticking points such as Medicaid cuts and provisions eliminating taxes on tips and overtime, two of President Trump's top campaign promises. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
It's Democrat primary day in Virginia. 6 candidates competing to become the party nominee for lieutenant governor. 2 Democrats vying to be the attorney general nominee ahead of the statewide elections in November. More details at srnnews.com.